Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe and our island skies. And we turn, as usual, to our good friend Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, for our report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. Venus is visible in the western sky till around 9:50 p.m. Rising in the east around noon, we have Jupiter. It will be clearly visible in the eastern sky from sunset onward. Finally, Saturn will rise around about 8:30 p.m., also in the east. This week, the moon is approaching the full moon phase. This, of course, means that spotting those faint objects such as meteors and satellites will be very difficult, especially from the city. The full moon will, however, make for very nice romantic walks along the beach.
And I doubt on any of those walks we'll be spotting any of this distant light that apparently is being detected in Chile.
That's right. This week, a milestone in our quest to understand alien worlds. Scientists using the 3.6-meter telescope at La Silla Observatory in Chile have been the first to analyze the visible light spectrum from a distant planet, 51 Pegasi b. This remarkable achievement by such a modestly sized telescope will help reveal the secrets of other alien planets in the future.
Now, how does light spectrum factor into the search for life?
It is called spectroscopy, and it's really simple. When you look at light from a distant star with your eyes, you can see what color it is, and you can guess as to what kind of star it might be. With spectroscopy, you go one step further by splitting the light through a prism, just like that Pink Floyd album cover.
Ah, Dark Side of the Moon. So what does that tell us?
When you split the light using a prism, it's like opening a book and seeing all the pages inside. These pages can tell you almost everything about that star or planet. They can tell you the temperature of a planet, what direction it's moving in, even what it is made of.
So by taking a good look at the light, we could figure out what kind of atmosphere the planet has.
Exactly. We could use this technique to tell if there are clouds in the sky, oceans on the surface, perhaps even detect gases produced by living organisms.
And would that really work?
It does. Back in December of 1990, the Galileo spacecraft used this technique to observe the Earth on its way out to Jupiter. Galileo confirmed you could indeed observe the signatures of life from deep space. The telescope at La Silla in Chile has taken the first important step in opening up the mysterious exoplanets to our curious eyes.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, appreciate the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.